As we just heard, some private well owners in Nelsonville say the rules are the problem and call on the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources for help in addressing nitrate contamination there and across the state. What has been done to help and what more remediation is in the offing? We turn to Jim Zelmer, Deputy Administrator in the DNR's Environmental Management Division. And thanks very much for being here.
Yes, good morning. Thanks for having me.
So we know that the update to the DNR rules for water quality that were to address nitrates in areas susceptible to groundwater contamination did not happen. Yet that is what concerned people in places like Nelsonville are calling for. What can you tell them?
Sure. As you mentioned, you know, we had started the rulemaking a couple of years back and brought stakeholders together to try to establish targeted performance standards for areas that are susceptible to groundwater contamination. Unfortunately, we ran out of time. We have a 30-month window by law to complete our rulemaking, and we just could not reach consensus with all of our stakeholders to move that rule forward. So we stopped that rulemaking. We continue the discussions, working with our stakeholders on making progress, really that for that shared goal of reducing nitrate contamination to the groundwater.
Has that worked, working through it, even in the absence of the enactment of those updated rules?
Yeah, we continue to work with our stakeholders, and we have been very impressed. Obviously, we work with our sister agency, Department of Ag, also with the University of Wisconsin, on really providing the agribusiness with the tools that they need to properly manage to apply their fertilizer, be it either in commercial purchase fertilizer or manure, to make the maximum use of it, make it available for the crops, but not to result in leaching to the groundwater. And we've seen some very good success our Department of Ag has producer-led watershed groups across the state. We have well over 40 of these groups that are, this is really farmers talking to farmers, learning from each other what works, what doesn't. So we're seeing some good success with that.
Would it be important, though, in your mind, to have those updated rules to make sure that we attain and maintain clean drinking water? Or are we okay where we are with the status quo?
Yeah, we continue to evaluate that. We're working, like I said, right now with our partners to further that initiative. Also, specifically to, up in the Nelsonville area where your report has been focused on, we're just in early stages of working with the Portage County Land and Water Conservation Department to develop a geographic plan for the watershed to look at the causes. We know, we know some of the causes of the nitrate contamination, and then look at what practices can be put in place to address those problems. In that plan will be milestones, and then also a checking back and reporting to see what's working, what's not, and then moving forward to, find proven technologies that we can, again, work together to reduce the nitrate contamination.
Yeah, because given that experts declare nitrate contamination from ag sources is Wisconsin's most common groundwater contaminant, are CAFOs or these concentrated animal feeding operations getting new scrutiny?
They continue to get scrutiny. They have been heavily scrutinized, and they continue to be scrutinized. We're very encouraged by a number of the CAFOs. Now, I believe we have 8 of the CAFOs that are working on wastewater treatment facilities for their operation. We also have a new organic biodigester that has been put in operation in Brown County that I believe brings in manure from 14 area nearby farmers that they then, they treat the manure, and then they generate gas that is put into our natural gas piping so we can use it to heat our homes. Also, They concentrate the nitrogen, use it again for fertilizer, and then the solids can be used for bedding and other purposes on the farm. So again, very encouraging, some of the things that are going on.
For people suffering with contaminated wells right now, I know there's a new well compensation and abandonment program funded with $10 million in ARPA money. How far will that go, and how can people access that program?
Yeah, very good. Thank you for that question. So as you had said, Governor Evers allotted $10 million to expand that well compensation program that can be used for obviously drilling a new well deeper to find a safe source of water, installing treatment, or connecting to a nearby, either another private well or a public water supply. So we really encourage folks. So far we've there's enough money there to fund in excess of 1,600 well replacements. So far, we've only had 40 applicants. So we really encourage people that are experiencing problems with their private wells that they contact us. They can go on our website just at dnr.wi.gov. Just type in well comp. And the first thing that comes up will be this ARPA well compensation program. It talks about eligibility, application process, pretty easy to fill out, and we really encourage people to use that program.
Good info. Jim Zellmer, DNR, thanks very much.
Yeah, thank you so much.